Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hello, I'm Claire Mutimer.
And I'm Susie Coulson. Welcome to The Backstory.
We are bringing you a new season of Backstories with the theme, A New Normal, telling the stories of us all adjusting to life in the midst of this corona outbreak. We hope you find some comfort in hearing other people's new normals.
How are you doing?
Yeah, good. How are you doing?
Yeah, hanging in there. Getting used to it.
So we're getting used to this remote recording business now, aren't we?
Yeah, kind of getting my head around it. Yeah, I'm feeling a bit kind of socially isolated. This is the highlight of my week, recording on a Saturday night with, you know, glass of wine in one hand and microphone in the other. So yeah,
exactly.
And it's been a while since we put out any of our backstories, hasn't it?
It has. And yeah, we've been working on some new projects.
We keep mentioning these new projects, but we haven't actually finished them yet, have we?
No, but now that we're sort of all on lockdown, we just really wanted to get some backstories out there, didn't we, about how people are managing. Because, I mean, I truly believe that there's just something really special about audio and, you know, radio, podcasts, whatever it is, that brings people closer. As Miranda Sawyer said, radio is the medium for a crisis, and I couldn't agree with her more.
We're in a crisis now, yeah.
So, yeah, we're back in for a while with our stories of a new normal, and the first one went out last week, Amy's story. So do have a listen to that if you haven't already. It's a remarkable story.
Yeah, it really is. Have we got any kind of update on how Amy's mum is doing?
I have got an amazing update, actually, for Amy's mum. She's back home with Amy and her brother nursing her. So,
oh,
yeah.
That's amazing. God, that's really unexpected.
Really brilliantly shocked by that. She came out sooner than she might have done because obviously she's at risk of catching coronavirus in the hospital. So she sent me a photo of her today back home with her dog, and Amy's looking after her there. So yeah, fantastic news for them.
Oh, good. That's so good to hear. Yeah. So before we move on to this week's story, we used to do it at the end, but let's maybe do it at the beginning this week. We always talk about what we've been listening to, and we've all had plenty of time to listen. So what have you been listening to in this first week of lockdown?
Well, I've been using podcasts with the kids more than anything to get me out of homeschooling, really. So we've been listening to The Two Princes by Gimlet. It's available in various places, but it's especially on Spotify, I would say. And it's a children's drama. It's really well done. And my 7-year-old loves it. But I think it could be good for slightly older kids as well, although I'm so rubbish at telling what age anyone can listen to what at. But yeah, it's a good story.
Oh, brilliant. Okay.
The other thing that we've been listening to is The Week Junior, which I might well have mentioned before, but it's a fab way to stay up to date with things. But they do the scary stuff very gently, so we love that too.
Good. Okay. I've been listening to one called ELT, or Every Little Thing, which I think is actually also by Gimlet. There's an episode in which a listener talks about how she always says please and thank you to her Google Voice assistant, which I can relate to, because I'm quite, you know, relieved that I'm not the only one that does this, because I speak to my Alexa like that. I kind of figure that if the machines are going to rise up at some point, then at least, you know, maybe if I've remembered my pleases and thank yous, they'll look kindly on me.
Always polite, aren't you, Susie? Yeah. Yeah, we've tried to make the kids speak nicely to Alexa as well, because I've noticed that my four-year-old's actually getting me and the Alexa mixed up quite a lot. So she sometimes is like, Alexa, I mean, mummy. So if she's polite to her, she might be polite to me. That's my figuring.
Good thinking. Okay, so this week we are hearing from Masha, who lives with her husband in Buenos Aires in Argentina.
Okay.
They're originally from the Ukraine and they've moved around quite a lot, kind of living that expat life with their two sons. There's Nikita, who's 22, and Mark, who is 19. And both boys are in Canada at the moment. Nikita's kind of obviously that bit older. He's finished his studies. He's working. He's kind of settled. Mark is in his second year of study in Montreal. So just like in the UK, lessons were cancelled and the plan was that he would head home to be with his parents. But things didn't quite go according to plan. So here I am talking to Masha.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
So tell me what happened when all of this started. How long ago did this kind of get onto your radar? When did you start to think, okay, you know, something's happening and we need to think about where the children are?
So, well, basically mid-March, right, when things started getting worse in Europe and all over the world, and Argentina, when was it? Yes, about 2 weeks ago in Argentina, they started talking about quarantine, the lockdown, and on Friday, 2 weeks ago, my husband started working from home. And obviously, we keep in touch with boys all the time, constantly. And that was when Mark said, I think we are going to also have a two-week stay-at-home time. Yeah, and it all looked good, like, okay, 2 weeks, you stay at home. And we thought for a moment of bringing him here, but then we thought, okay, he will go back to studies, so there is no point of coming here just for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And yeah, and it all looked okay at that time.
Yeah, it felt manageable.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, because we, you know, with technology, we're constantly on FaceTime and messages and everybody's healthy and doing well. And yeah, and then last Saturday, Mark called us and said, actually, I received an email from university saying that the rest of the semester will be online and even the exams will be online. And all my friends are moving back home, so there is no point of me staying here. I wonder if I come back to you guys. And we thought, wonderful, of course, that looks great. And why should you be there alone? And yeah, and especially Monday was my husband's birthday, and we thought, oh, we all celebrate as a family. So much.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. And then they say, I don't know, I'm not sure if there are still flights because I read that Argentina is closing the borders and everything. So well, we go on kayak and we check, yes, there are still flights to Argentina, fantastic, Air Canada. And we're talking as a family, like, okay, Mark, start packing, you'll come tomorrow. And then we go on Air Canada website and read the new regulations about coming to different countries. And we read that Argentina only accepts nationals and residents. And since Mark left 2 years ago, obviously he doesn't have a residence for Argentina anymore. And he's 19, he's not a child anymore.
Of course.
Yes. So, okay, we read this and I think, like, look, both of the parents are here. We are both legal residents. We both have what they call DNI, the identification card, the residence card. So, and it doesn't look like, why would they stop us? You know, it doesn't look that they would. So just to be sure, I tried to call the immigration office. So it took me 2 hours to get through to immigration office in the airport. And there was this wonderful lady who talked to me and she said, no, he cannot come to the country because he doesn't have a residency.
Oh my goodness.
And yeah, sorry, but he cannot come to the country. And that was devastating. That was the moment when you finally realized the scale of all of it and that we are cut out of the world. You know, we cannot, we are locked down and we can't travel.
Wow.
And our children cannot come to us. Yeah. So, and this is where we are now, hoping that, you know, at one day the things will change and we will be together again.
Oh, Masha, my goodness. So that sense of being in lockdown and not being able to get to each other is something that none of us have ever really experienced before, isn't it?
No, and especially, as I said, that we've been living like this for the last 15 years and we always felt secured knowing that we are only a flight away from each other, right? And everything was possible, but now it's scary because it's not. We can't just go and see each other, yeah.
How is he? How is he doing?
He's fine. He's resilient. He now has his classes online, so yeah, he's doing fine. He still has like two or three of his friends still there in Montreal.
Yeah.
And yeah, so he's okay. He's doing fine. He's emotionally strong child, used to all the traveling and moving and changing schools, so he's fine.
And do you feel a difference between your younger son and your older son? You know, just those few years, do they make a difference in terms of how you feel about them being away at a time like this?
Yes, especially because Nikita already has a girlfriend and they're together. And yeah, he's like, he's not totally alone. He has his like little life. He has a place to be. He has a girlfriend. They have two cats. He works from home now. So I feel like less stressed about him in that sense because he's not all alone. Yeah.
So how are you guys staying in touch? I mean, I guess all your normal ways of FaceTime and WhatsApp and so on.
Yes, yes, we have a family chat and yeah, and we basically hear from each other every day, something, little picture or little message or something. So yeah, that's fine. That hasn't changed. That hasn't changed. And as long as I don't think about the fact that, you know, if, as long as I don't start imagining all those worst case scenarios in my head, it's all fine. It's all like normal. You know,
I think we can all identify with that, can't we? That need to kind of to distract ourselves and to not focus on. Yeah, it doesn't get us anywhere. It just goes down a dark hole.
Exactly.
So what do you do? What are you guys doing to kind of to stay well? What are you finding is helping you at the moment?
So in Argentina, we are on a complete lockdown. We can't even leave the house unless it is an emergency shopping, or we have a dog. We can go out for a few minutes with a dog. So I go out with a dog for 100 meters is the maximum distance from the house.
100 meters from the house? Yes. Wow. Are you allowed to go out to exercise? Can you go out for a run or a bike ride?
No, we are not. Yeah, we are not allowed to exercise. We are not allowed to walk in the park, even though it's a beautiful end of the summer, plus 28 degrees Celsius sunny days.
Wow.
But yeah, we are forced to stay inside. We can't be outside. And actually, there are police cars everywhere and they do stop people. I have been stopped with a dog being outside and I've been told to go back closer to my building. Yeah.
So it's being enforced. So you have police out on the streets and it's being enforced. Wow. Okay.
We can go to like supermarkets. So yesterday I went to the supermarket and actually I drove around a little bit longer than I was allowed to, because you also can't even drive in your car. You know, I thought we could go for a car ride for a change of a scenery. No, you can't. Yeah. So we at home, and I downloaded an exercise app. So I'm exercising at home, like doing fitness and stuff like that. Yeah.
And is there anything that you'll find? Because you're a little bit further along than us. So we've been in lockdown we're recording this on Tuesday and lockdown is still fairly, no, we're recording this on Wednesday. And lockdown is still fairly new to us. It was on Monday night that it was announced. We're allowed to go to the pharmacy. We're allowed to go to the supermarket. We can go and care for sort of vulnerable relatives. And we can go outside to exercise once a day. That's kind of the limit at the moment. But you're a little bit further ahead than we are. So what are you finding is helping you get through this stage?
Trying to do little errands at home, trying to keep it as normal as possible, trying to have a routine of like you wake up, have a breakfast, clean up the kitchen a little bit, check the news, go with the dog, come back, check the news again. I think this is what everybody does. Scroll Facebook, look at Instagram.
Think of all of the stuff that you could be getting on with, like sorting out your paperwork, and you just think, nah, I don't want to do that.
No, that's the thing. You still, me at least, I still don't want to go and do those dreaded tasks.
Me neither. I'm glad I'm not the only one. And are you finding any things that you're appreciating, kind of anything that you're appreciating with this kind of new regime?
I'm trying to think about it. Well, I'm really well rested, I must say. I'm not tired at all.
because we all go to bed at 9:30 at night.
And we take naps, actually. We do after lunch. And because I used to do a lot of sports and play tennis. So I used to train literally 5 days a week of intensive physical activities. And I was always super tired and exhausted. And now I'm not. That's the only thing. And as I said, as long as I don't think about all the negative scenarios with all the family members, because we also have families in Ukraine, we have our parents.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, we think about them as well. And yeah, so as long as I keep those thoughts away from my head, it's okay. It's manageable.
And what do you think is going to be the next stage here? What do you see coming up?
I'm afraid that the lockdown will be prolonged. I'm afraid that it will last longer than 2 weeks, and I don't know what happens. I don't know when they're going to open the borders. Maybe they will come up with some means of basically testing everybody and letting people travel with some sort of documents proving that they're healthy and virus-free. That's the only way, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, it's hard.
I don't know.
It's hard to know.
Yeah.
So I know that Argentina has still, I think, a relatively low number of cases, haven't they? But you've had these very stringent measures in place for a while. What do you think of how the government has responded?
Yes, I think Argentina took this approach to start quarantine before the virus spreads out, and they were very quick to enforce it. So hopefully it will keep the number, keep the curve down, right, and help the healthcare deal with all of it. And that's the only hope, but we will see. I don't know how long they will be able to keep it as it is, because we all know that it doesn't help the economy, right? So, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And just kind of thinking ahead, the thing that I'm really interested in is what might be the lasting ramifications of this, like maybe some of the positives to come out of it. You know, if we think, I don't know, however long in the future when all of this has been contained and when we've dealt with it and it's no longer posing a threat, do you think there will be any changes to how we live our lives? Do you think that we'll, I don't know, have a newfound appreciation for naps, or do you think we'll all go back to living the frantic lives that we lived before?
I don't think so. I think something will change, because even looking at my family, we've traveled a lot. Last year, I went 4 times to Ukraine, 4 times to Europe from Argentina, and it's like it takes 24 hours door to door. It's all exhausting and tiring, and so did my husband. He travels a lot until it all happened. So I think maybe people will stop and think of how much of this travel is really necessary and slow down a little bit and just appreciate what we have. I don't know. I think we all need that, because, and also, it, as I said before, it helps me realize how fast our lives were until this happened. And we were like running and rushing and always busy, always on the move, always busy without not having time to slow down and think of what we have and appreciate it maybe. And we were constantly tired. And
so we're all well rested and drinking lots of water and our skin looks amazing, but there's nobody to see it.
Exactly. Yeah, and we support each other online, and I'm in the book club, and yesterday one of the book club members had her birthday, so unfortunately I couldn't join, but everybody joined on Zoom and celebrated online, and yeah, people come up with new ways of having a normal life.
Yeah, yeah, it's amazing how adaptable we are, isn't it?
Yeah, and I hope we find the ways to survive it all and come out new.
We are the Backstory Podcast on Facebook and Instagram, at the Backstory Pod on Twitter. Search for The Backstory with Claire and Susie in your podcast directory.
For sponsorship opportunities, or if you'd like to take part in a show, please contact hello@thebackstorypodcast.co.uk. The Backstory Podcast is produced by Tin Shed Productions.
The biggest names in tennis are coming to Paris for the most anticipated Roland Garros in years. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. Experience 3 weeks of unparalleled tournament access as the world's top players in tennis face off against each other. Will the veteran champions continue their dominance, or will a fresh face emerge to challenge their legacy on the clay courts? Daily live coverage of this epic showdown begins Monday, May 20th. Don't miss a matchup. Stream it now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.